the hour. Local news with Stuart J. Waddles and Leslie Lotto has got state news. Good morning and thanks for being there.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. For the first time in 2 years, the families of the last surviving hostages from Israel are waking up close to their loved ones. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and their families are savoring newfound freedom. And President Trump is back at the White House after a crowning achievement of negotiating the initial phase of peace in Gaza. CBS's Erica Brown.
The president wrapped his one-day trip to the Middle East with a ceremonial signing of the deal.
And for the people of Gaza, the focus now must be on restoring the basics of a good life. We're going to have a lot of money coming into Gaza and a lot of rebuilding.
Other major hurdles ahead include who will govern Gaza and disarming Hamas.
Day 14 of the U.S. government shutdown, and the FAA issued a ground stop at Austin Bergstrom Airport in Texas last night.
The ground stop, which lasted several hours, was due to a lack of staffing at the airport. Air traffic controllers and TSA agents still have to work during the shutdown but aren't getting paid, so more are calling out sick. This traveler in Austin had planned ahead.
I did go a little earlier just thinking that the lines might have been a little longer.
Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett represents the Austin area.
I think what we could see are more delays, more ground stops, more inconvenience to everyone.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
People up and down the East Coast are drying out after a powerful nor'easter blamed for at least three deaths. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In New England, umbrellas were no defense against the wind and lashing rain Monday as the holiday weekend nor'easter barreled into Boston. The storm dumped several inches of rain across the region and led to coastal flooding. New Jersey declared a state of emergency after clocking winds of more than 60 miles per hour.
In western Alaska, at least one person was killed in hurricane-force winds whipped up by the remnants of Typhoon Halong. New York's Democratic Attorney General Letitia James has made her first public appearance since she was indicted on federal mortgage fraud charges.
I will not bow. I will not break. I will not bend. I will not capitulate. I will not give in. I will not give up.
She did not mention President Trump, who called for her prosecution. No more free security updates, bug fixes, or technical support for anyone who still uses Windows 10. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Microsoft is giving people options for how to keep using this decade-old version of Windows, in particular by paying Microsoft to continue squashing security bugs and protecting the system at least for another year.
Dow futures are down 366. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done, with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feels.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest.
Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
The maker of a popular frozen sandwich pocket isn't happy.
Smucker's has sued Trader Joe's in federal court, accusing the grocery chain of mimicking its Uncrustables sandwiches. The lawsuit alleges that Trader Joe's competing round, crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are too similar to Smucker's product design and packaging, that it unlawfully copies its sandwich's round shape with crimped edges and imagery of a bitten sandwich revealing its filling. Trader Joe's just started selling them this summer. Smucker's says its Uncrustables products are fast on their way to being a billion-dollar brand. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Some airports are refusing to air a new video from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at TSA checkpoints. It calls out politics for travel delays.
Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. And because of this, many of our operations are impacted.
Many airports have pressed the pause button on grounds the message violates state and federal laws barring political messaging. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two violent scenes unfolded overnight in Milwaukee. Police say two men were wounded near 14th and Galena at around 12:20 this morning. Both are expected to survive. At 27th and Fond du Lac at around 2 a.m., a 34-year-old man was killed in a separate shooting. Police are still looking for suspects. Right now, there's no word if the two shootings are linked. A jolt in Milwaukee home sales last month. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says home sales numbers jumped more than 7% compared to last year. The average price for a home in the Milwaukee metro area is now over $446,000, up nearly 11% since last September. More listings have hit the market, rising 8%, but homes are still selling fast. Experts say the region needs a lot more houses to meet demand and to help keep prices from climbing higher. A group dedicated to saving Milwaukee's public museum is asking state lawmakers to take another look at the funding and oversight of the museum's new building project. The group Preserve MKE worries that taxpayers are paying $85 million for a new museum they won't fully own, while losing control of the current facility and thousands of historic artifacts. They say the current plan means destroying beloved murals and dioramas that tell Milwaukee's story. Preserve MKE wants hearings to clarify who really owns the works and to ensure the public can keep watching over them as the museum changes. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A southeastern Wisconsin police officer forced out over assault allegations is back in uniform in a different department. According to a report in the Badger Project, Andrew Sundstrom quit the Muskego Police Department last year after an internal report backed his ex-girlfriend's claim that he assaulted her. Prosecutors didn't charge him, and he insists that the allegations are manufactured. His new boss in Burlington says he doesn't believe the woman's story and had no problem hiring him for the Water Patrol. You can read more about that story today on the Badger Project website. People are coming together in Milwaukee Saturday to help make things beautiful. Revitalize Milwaukee is heading to Burnham Park Saturday for a big day of home repairs. A statement says they'll focus on fixing up 10 homes owned by seniors and low-income residents. The work will include safety upgrades like fixing broken steps and adding accessibility features. It's part of a larger mission to preserve Milwaukee's neighborhoods and to support residents where they want to live. And game two of the NLCS is tonight. The Brewers lost last night. First pitch is again at 7:08. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The battle for Western Wisconsin's House seat is already heating up. Democrat Rebecca Cook is reporting that she raised almost $1 million in the latest quarter. Cook, who narrowly lost to the Republican Derek Van Orden last cycle, says her campaign takes no money from corporate PACs. Official fundraising totals for both candidates are coming up this week. A state education board's got some new names. Governor Evers has made three appointments to the Wisconsin Technical College System Board. Francis Huntley Cooper joins with years of experience in public service and education, including making history as Wisconsin's first elected African-American mayor. Dr. Michael Rosen is a retired economics professor and longtime union leader. Eli Guthrie is a current business student at Chippewa Valley Technical College, and he rounds out the group. The governor says the variety of backgrounds is key to serving Wisconsin's workforce and technical college students. It's been 90 days since Wisconsin's state Senate gathered, and the wait's stirring up a fight. Democrats say Republicans running the chamber are not moving bills forward and are, quote, letting the people down. Republicans say it's Democrats wasting time with political attacks. One Senate committee is set to meet soon, but it'll be the first time lawmakers in that chamber have been on the floor since summer. Open enrollment for Medicare starts tomorrow. State officials are trying to get ahead of scams.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says unsolicited requests should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment. Reinen reminds folks there are resources available to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers. There's more about how to stay safe on the Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news, all morning, 540 a.m. and 100.3 FM WAUK.
And good morning. It's 710, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, sports with Mike Clemens. And also, we'll get an update on our weather forecast with our meteorologist, Corey Hartman. Bonnie Green has a traffic update. Speaking of weather, the sun will pop out of the clouds at some point today. Sunshine with a high of around 64. Currently in Milwaukee, it's cloudy sky. We've got cloudy skies in 55. And the sun rises at 7:04. Coming up, sports, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 7:11.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
7:13. Good morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, we'll have traffic with Bonnie Green, weather update from our meteorologist Corey Hartman, and Mike Clemens. He's got sports.
Game 2 in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers tonight at American Family Field in the National League Championship. The Dodgers taking Game 1 last night, final score 2-1, but a crazy play in the fourth inning. The Brewers' Sal Frelick in center field. Dodgers slugger Max Muncy at the plate. Bases loaded. Brian Anderson with a call on TBS.
And Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, but he caught it. And now chaos on the bases. Might have a play at the plate. The throw. Not in time. Goes out. He's out.
Frelick preventing a grand slam at the wall. The first 8-6-2 double play in baseball playoff history. Frelick after the game.
The ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and
just fired it into Joey.
NBA, the Bucks hosting the Thunder tonight in Milwaukee in their final preseason game. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Moving along, 714, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic update time, this time sponsored by Blindster.com. Say good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound stop and go between 124th and Good Hope. And at Burleigh, a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder. 4145 northbound backed up Mayfair to Capitol. 94 eastbound is heavy, 92nd Street to 35th. Westbound 27th to Mitchell Boulevard tight. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Blindster.com. Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Blindster's prices are low and their blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. Weather check with our meteorologist, Corey Hartman.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65.
It's 51 at our studios.
Coming up later this hour, we'll get a look at agribusiness news with Pam Bianchi from the Midwest Farm Report. Also, CBS News and Money Watch. And local news with Stuart J. Waddles. And Leslie Lotto has had a state news update as well from the Civic Media News Desk. It is 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app. WAUK News Time, 7:16.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to waukradio.com to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelf for new favorites.
And good morning, it's 717, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you, I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, an update from CBS News. Local news from Stuart J. Waddles and from the Civic Media State News Desk. Leslie Lotto has an update there as well. Right now, let's get some money news from CBS. It's called Money Watch.
CBS Money Watch.
The trade tit-for-tat between the U.S. and China heated up over the weekend after President Trump threatened to slap a 100% tariff on goods from China starting November 1st or sooner, citing China's new export controls. China responded by imposing new port fees on U.S. ships. Action-packed Tron Ares rode to the top of the weekend box office in North America with an estimated $33.5 million. Crime comedy Roof Man debuted in the number two spot with around $8 million. And one battle after another slid to third, bringing in more than $6 million. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. At the CBS Broadcast Center, I'm Carissa Lawson.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
719 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up at 9, Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bott. And forecast for today, sunshine with a high of around 64. And that sun will get through those clouds eventually. Right now we got cloudy skies and 55 in Milwaukee. CBS News Update, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time, 719.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. For the first time in 2 years, the families of the last surviving hostages from Israel are waking up close to their loved ones. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and their families are savoring newfound freedom. And President Trump is back at the White House after a crowning achievement of negotiating the initial phase of peace in Gaza. CBS's Erica Brown.
The president wrapped his one-day trip to the Middle East with a ceremonial signing of the deal.
And for the people of Gaza, the focus now must be on restoring the basics of a good life. We're going to have a lot of money coming into Gaza and a lot of rebuilding.
Other major hurdles ahead include who will govern Gaza and disarming Hamas.
Day 14 of the U.S. government shutdown, and the FAA issued a ground stop at Austin Bergstrom Airport in Texas last night.
The ground stop, which lasted several hours, was due to a lack of staffing at the airport. Air traffic controllers and TSA agents still have to work during the shutdown but aren't getting paid, so more are calling out sick. This traveler in Austin had planned ahead.
I did go a little earlier just thinking that the lines might have been a little longer.
Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett represents the Austin area.
I think what we could see are more delays, more ground stops, more inconvenience to everyone.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
People up and down the East Coast are drying out after a powerful nor'easter blamed for at least 3 deaths. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In New England, umbrellas were no defense against the wind and lashing rain Monday as the holiday weekend nor'easter barreled into Boston. The storm dumped several inches of rain across the region and led to coastal flooding. New Jersey declared a state of emergency after clocking winds of more than 60 miles per hour.
In western Alaska, at least one person was killed in hurricane-force winds whipped up by the remnants of Typhoon Halong. New York's Democratic Attorney General Letitia James has made her first public appearance since she was indicted on federal mortgage fraud charges.
I will not bow. I will not break. I will not bend. I will not capitulate. I will not give in. I will not give up.
She did not mention President Trump, who called for her prosecution. No more free security updates, bug fixes, or technical support for anyone who still uses Windows 10. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Microsoft is giving people options for how to keep using this decade-old version of Windows, in particular by paying Microsoft to continue squashing security bugs and protecting the system at least for another year.
Dow futures are down 366. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest.
Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
The maker of a popular frozen sandwich pocket isn't happy.
Smucker's has sued Trader Joe's in federal court, accusing the grocery chain of mimicking its Uncrustables sandwiches. The lawsuit alleges that Trader Joe's competing round, crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are too similar to Smucker's product design and packaging, that it unlawfully copies its sandwich's round shape with crimped edges and imagery of a bitten sandwich revealing its filling. Trader Joe's just started selling them this summer. Smucker's says its Uncrustables products are fast on their way to being a billion-dollar brand. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Some airports are refusing to air a new video from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at TSA checkpoints. It calls out politics for travel delays.
Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government, and because of this, many of our operations are impacted.
Many airports have pressed the pause button on grounds the message violates state and federal laws barring political messaging. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Early this morning in Milwaukee, two separate shootings just hours apart left one person dead and two others hurt. At around 12:20, two men in their 20s were shot near 14th and Galena and taken to the hospital. About 2 hours later, near 27th and Fond du Lac, a 34-year-old man was fatally shot. Police say they're still looking for suspects in both cases. A Milwaukee neighborhood will gather Thursday night to remember a woman killed in what police say was a brutal case of domestic violence. Friends will hold a candlelight vigil for 64-year-old Carrie Zettel outside of her home, where she was beaten to death Sunday, allegedly by her daughter. 29-year-old Lauren Spores was arrested for first-degree intentional homicide but has not yet been officially charged. Court records show several domestic violence calls and restraining orders linked to their address. Friends tell Fox 6 that Zettel tried to get her daughter help but that the system failed her. A Brewers comeback fell short. The team lost to the Dodgers last night in Game 1 of the NLCS. Game 2 is tonight at the same time. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A preservation group is demanding urgent action from state lawmakers to protect Milwaukee's public museum and its collections. A group called Preserve MKE wants the state legislature to hold hearings on the ownership of the artifacts and to stop any new funding until public oversight is guaranteed. They say taxpayers funded the museum's new project, but they risk losing control of the historic exhibits and the murals. The group is calling for transparency, accountability, and respect for Milwaukee's cultural heritage before moving forward. Buyers are back in Milwaukee's real estate market. September saw a just over 7% spike in home sales locally. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says prices are way up too, with the average sale topping $446,000. Realtors warn that there's still a supply crunch that's making homes more expensive for everyone. Milwaukee nonprofits are likely on alert. Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The governor marked Indigenous Peoples Day with an executive order to strengthen support for Wisconsin's Native Nations. The order, announced yesterday by Governor Tony Evers, steers state agencies to team up with tribes and improve education around treaty rights with a spotlight on preserving wild rice and cultural traditions. There are plans for new signage, too, using Indigenous languages at state parks and the launch of Wild Rice Week each September. Traffic crashes have killed 572 people across Wisconsin in the last year. New studies revealing aggressive driving could be to blame. A report from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety says nearly all drivers admit to at least one aggressive behavior, like running red lights or angry honking. The research says the more drivers experience road rage, the more likely they are to act hostile themselves. Men under 60 and wealthier drivers are apparently the worst offenders. Officials encouraging courtesy and caution to keep everybody safer on the road. Wisconsin soybean farmers say they are worried about losing big overseas markets because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Many farmers here export two-thirds of their $1.3 billion soybean crop, but China stopped buying U.S. soybeans this year. Congressmember Tom Tiffany says the administration's trade policies need to stay the course despite concerns.
The big player in this is China, and China is trying to bring America to its knees. Their goal
is world hegemony. They want to control the 21st century, and they're using farmers right now as a pawn in the game.
Tiffany, who's running for governor, commented at the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison. A recent statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. And Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address. The legislation was discussed in a state assembly committee last week, where some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirements. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning. It's 7:30. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, sports update with Mike Clemens. In Milwaukee right now, cloudy skies and 55. It'll break away for sunshine later on. And we got partly sunny in the forecast with a high of around 64. Northwest wind will be about 10 to 15. We'll get an updated forecast from our meteorologist, Corey Hartman. Also, Bonnie Green has a traffic update and sports with Mike Clemens coming up in just a bit. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 7:31.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you, and my mother, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Did you hear something on WAUK you'd like to hear again but don't know how? Go to our website, waukradio.com. There you'll find the full lineup of WAUK and Civic Media podcasts. Choose your favorite from Matt Nair on Air, Maggie Dawn, Todd Olba, or Tom Hartman. It's all online anytime you want it on demand. WAUKradio.com.
7:32, going on 7:33. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in on your morning drive. Coming up, we've got a traffic update from Bonnie Green, a couple of slow spots on the Milwaukee freeway system, and weather with Corey Hartman. And right now, a preview of tonight's Game 2 NLCS, Mr. Mike Clemens.
Game 2 in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers tonight at American Family Field in the National League Championship. The Dodgers taking Game 1 last night, final score 2-1, but a crazy play in the fourth inning. The Brewers' Sal Frelick in center field. Dodgers slugger Max Muncy at the plate. Bases loaded. Brian Anderson with a call on TBS.
And Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, and he caught it. And now chaos on the bases. Might have a play at the plate. The throw. Not in time. Goes out.
He's out!
Frelick preventing a grand slam at the wall. The first 8-6-2 double play in baseball playoff history. Frelick after the game.
The ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey.
NBA, the Bucks hosting the Thunder tonight in Milwaukee in their final preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
734, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic update with Bonnie Green, and that's sponsored by Aleve. Bonnie Green, good morning.
4145 southbound, stop and go, 124th to Good Hope. 4145 northbound delays Mayfair to Capitol. 4394 northbound Holt to Oklahoma, some delays. And 94 eastbound backed up Zoo Interchange to 35th. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Aleve, life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout the day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. It's 540 WAUK. Quick look at the weather forecast, 735. And we've got meteorologist Corey Hart.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65.
It's 51 at our studios.
Coming up, we've got our first look at agribusiness news with Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Reports. And then we'll have another update from CBS News as well. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. And you can also stream at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. WAUK News Time, 736.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas show featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
738, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, an update from CBS News. And now our first look at agribusiness news. Here's Pam Yonke.
With the world climate as it is, getting into new markets for production agriculture these days requires boots on the ground. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's why the U.S. Meat Export Federation sent a couple folks to the United Kingdom to find out what opportunities might lie there for beef and pork. Chair-elect Jay Thieler, along with the Idaho governor, Brad Little, who's a producer himself, made the trip.
I was part of the delegation where I went over with the governor of Idaho, who's a rancher himself, to talk about the new trade deal. Talked a lot about the beef deal, but we also realized that there's some opportunities for pork, obviously, if they can work out some of the details on that, where the UK is taking a lot of pork from the European Union right now. So I think it's in the range of between $2 and $3 billion there's an opportunity for pork, and certainly there's an opportunity for beef if we can get duty-free access to the British market.
Jay Thieler, he is the chair-elect of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking about his recent trade mission to the United Kingdom. He says the United Kingdom and the European Union have been aligned for so long, it's hard to believe that if we can get into the European Union, why are we having troubles getting into the U.K.? A question yet to be answered. We'll answer the question of where markets stand this morning next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Barrel cheese stood still on Monday. 40-pound block cheese dropped 3 to 167. The AA butter was up a penny and a half at 162 a pound. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 4, 16.13. December up a nickel, 16.36. December new crop corn's unchanged at 4.11. November beans down 3.5 at 10.04. July new crop wheat, that's down 2.25 at 5.35.5. So just a quick market snapshot to give you an idea on where we're headed for a Tuesday trade session. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
7:41. It is Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. Good morning. It's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, local news with Stuart J. Wattles. Leslie Lotto has an update from our Civic Media State News Desk. Mike Clements has got sports. In Milwaukee, we've got partly sunny skies for today's forecast, with a high of around 64. Currently in Milwaukee, we got cloudy skies and 55. Let's get an update from CBS News, WAUK News Time 7:42.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It is the dawn of a new day in the Middle East after 20 living hostages were returned after 2 years in captivity, and almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners were released from Israel before heading home to Gaza. Correspondent Tony DeCopel is in Jerusalem.
It's a morning of first here, the first morning in years without war, the first for Israel with all of its living hostages home, home in the embrace of their families, and also one of the few recent mornings with clear skies over Gaza. And it took a lot to get to this day. So many Israeli families never gave up. The images of joyful reunions, they've been shared all around the world and shared again. "He's alive," said one father as his son walked through the door. "My heart," he cried, "my heart."
The bodies of 24 Israeli hostages remain in Gaza as negotiations continue on the next phase of President Trump's peace plan. Here in the U.S., new tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, and lumber kick in today. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Trump administration decision to impose 10% tariffs on lumber was actually better than originally feared. Some thought lumber products would be included under the reciprocal tariffs, and those rates are higher than the 10% that they're set to receive.
The goal, to boost domestic production. People along the East Coast drying out from a powerful nor'easter, and along the West Coast, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are watching a new storm system that is going to be bringing the potential for mudslides to portions of California, particularly in Southern California. We're looking at some flash flood concerns along some of the burn-scarred areas in Southern California.
ICE agents are now using a controversial body restraint to subdue some detainees.
It's called the WRAP.
It wraps around a person's legs with their folded hands tucked in front. It's intended for combative suspects, but the Associated Press says ICE has been putting people in the wrap for hours-long deportation flights.
That's not the purpose of the wrap.
Chris Hammond is the CEO of Safe Restraints, the maker of the wrap. In the last decade, there have been a dozen fatal cases where local police or jails used the wrap, and autopsies determined restraint played a role in the death. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A social media app is out with something new to protect your whereabouts. Tech contributor Ian Scherer.
Instagram's challenge is not just to build these features, but also to get people to use them. Whistleblowers have leaked information showing that many parents choose not to give over information about their children in order to avoid the company's controversial advertising systems.
Dow futures are down 279. NASDAQ futures off 280. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Chalk up another record for a musician who keeps cranking out the hits.
Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold just over 4 million copies in its first week. That is the biggest first week in modern music history, breaking the record previously set by Adele's 25 album back in 2015. This all according to Luminate, the industry data and analytics company that began tracking sales in 1991. She's also become the solo artist with the most number one albums on the Billboard 200 with 15. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Signs of new life at New York City office buildings. The Wall Street Journal reports the market is enjoying its biggest boom in almost two decades. It even surpasses pre-pandemic levels. Nationwide, numbers show office leasing is still below that average. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two violent scenes unfolded overnight in Milwaukee. Police say two men were wounded near 14th and Galena at around 12:20 this morning. Both are expected to survive. At 27th and Fond du Lac at around 2 a.m., a 34-year-old man was killed in a separate shooting. Police are still looking for suspects. Right now, there's no word if the two shootings are linked. A jolt in Milwaukee home sales last month. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says home sales numbers jumped more than 7% compared to last year. The average price for a home in the Milwaukee metro area is now over $446,000, up nearly 11% since last September. More listings have hit the market, rising 8%, but homes are still selling fast. Experts say the region needs a lot more houses to meet demand and to help keep prices from climbing higher. A group dedicated to saving Milwaukee's public museum is asking state lawmakers to take another look at the funding and oversight of the museum's new building project. The group Preserve MKE worries that taxpayers are paying $85 million for a new museum they won't fully own, while losing control of the current facility and thousands of historic artifacts. They say the current plan means destroying beloved murals and dioramas that tell Milwaukee's story. Preserve MKE wants hearings to clarify who really owns the works and to ensure the public can keep watching over them as the museum changes. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A southeastern Wisconsin police officer forced out over assault allegations is back in uniform in a different department. According to a report in the Badger Project, Andrew Sundstrom quit the Muskego Police Department last year after an internal report backed his ex-girlfriend's claim that he assaulted her. Prosecutors didn't charge him, and he insists that the allegations are manufactured.
His new boss in Burlington says he doesn't believe the woman's story and had no problem hiring him for the Water Patrol. You can read more about that story today on the Badger Project website. People are coming together in Milwaukee Saturday to help make things beautiful. Revitalize Milwaukee is heading to Burnham Park Saturday for a big day of home repairs. A statement says they'll focus on fixing up 10 homes owned by seniors and low-income residents. The work will include safety upgrades like fixing broken steps and adding accessibility features. It's part of a larger mission to preserve Milwaukee's neighborhoods and to support residents where they want to live. And game two of the NLCS is tonight. The Brewers lost last night. First pitch is again at 7:08. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The battle for Western Wisconsin's House seat is already heating up. Democrat Rebecca Cook is reporting that she raised almost $1 million in the latest quarter. Cook, who narrowly lost to the Republican Derek Van Orden last cycle, says her campaign takes no money from corporate PACs. Official fundraising totals for both candidates are coming up this week. A state education board's got some new names. Governor Evers has made three appointments to the Wisconsin Technical College System Board. Francis Huntley Cooper joins with years of experience in public service and education, including making history as Wisconsin's first elected African-American mayor. Dr. Michael Rosen is a retired economics professor and longtime union leader. Eli Guthrie is a current business student at Chippewa Valley Technical College, and he rounds out the group. The governor says the variety of backgrounds is key to serving Wisconsin's workforce and technical college students. It's been 90 days since Wisconsin's state Senate gathered, and the wait's stirring up a fight. Democrats say Republicans running the chamber are not moving bills forward and are, quote, letting the people down. Republicans say it's Democrats wasting time with political attacks. One Senate committee is set to meet soon, but it'll be the first time lawmakers in that chamber have been on the floor since summer. Open enrollment for Medicare starts tomorrow. State officials are trying to get ahead of scams.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says unsolicited requests should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment. Reinen reminds folks there are resources available to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers. There's more about how to stay safe on the Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning, 540 a.m. and 100.3 FM WAUK.
7:52. Good morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Coming up, sports with Mike Clemens, traffic update with Bonnie Green, weather with our meteorologist Corey Hartman. Currently in Milwaukee, we got cloudy skies and 55. It's all coming up next on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, WAUK News Time, 7:52.
Kick off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hi, it's Maggie Dawn. Join me every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM. Our guests and experts cover the news and issues that matter most to you and your family, from rising grocery prices to affordable health care to political division. It's great conversation, real solutions, and a small dose of fun, too. The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on 540 WAUK 100.3 FM.
7:54 as we get our way through this Tuesday morning, October 14th, 2025. I'm Dan Haney. Good morning to you. Thanks for being there. Serving up all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up, traffic update with Bonnie Green. Corey Hartman has our weather. And right now, Mike Clements has got sports.
Game 2 in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers tonight at American Family Field in the National League Championship. The Dodgers taking Game 1 last night, final score 2-1, but a crazy play in the fourth inning. The Brewers' Sal Frelick in center field. Dodgers slugger Max Muncy at the plate. Bases loaded. Brian Anderson with a call on TBS.
And Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, but he caught it. And now chaos on the bases. Might have a play at the plate. The throw. Not in time. Goes out. He's out.
Frelick preventing a grand slam at the wall. The first 8-6-2 double play in baseball playoff history. Frelick after the game.
The ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey.
NBA, the Bucks hosting the Thunder tonight in Milwaukee in their final preseason game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
7:55, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Traffic updates as well with our traffic reporter, Bonnie Green. This time sponsored by Ali. What you got, Bonnie?
4145 southbound, still stop and go between 124th and Appleton. 4394 northbound, 13th Street to Oklahoma Avenue. 94 eastbound's jammed up, 92nd to 35th. Westbound, it's 16th Street to Mitchell Boulevard. And 4145 northbound slows Swan to Hampton. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout the day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Time to look at our weather for today with our meteorologist, Corey Hartman.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. Currently, 53 degrees.
Coming up, CBS News will update us on the world of money with Money Watch. WAUK News Time, 7:57.
Hey, it's Downtown Danny Brown. On This Week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, with Don Levine and Neil George of Waukesha Resist talking about their big demonstration coming up at Cutler Park on October 18th, plus more about local politics and all the things that are important to us.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Find the podcast at waukradio.com.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Getter Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Getter Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
7:58, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Money makes the world go round, and CBS News reports on the money with money updates they call Money Watch.
CBS Money Watch.
The National Association for Business Economics has revised its U.S. outlook for this year. The group now predicts the nation's gross domestic product to rise by 1.8%, up from their 1.3% projection last June. The Economist Group survey found a worsening job market outlook, revising its predicted average monthly payroll job gains down from 87,000 to 60,000 for the rest of the year. Amazon says it plans to hire 250,000 seasonal workers this year. According to the company, seasonal employees make an average of more than $19 an hour. That's your CBS News Money Watch report at the CBS Broadcast Center. I'm Carissa Lawson.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 7:59, coming up on 8 o'clock. We'll have an update from CBS News, local news from Stuart J. Waddles, and also state news from Leslie Lotto. Currently in Milwaukee, we've got cloudy skies and 55 degrees. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It is the dawn of a new day in the Middle East after 20 living hostages were returned after 2 years in captivity, and almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners were released from Israel before heading home to Gaza. Correspondent Tony DeCopel is in Jerusalem.
It's a morning of first here, the first morning in years without war, the first for Israel with all of its living hostages home in the embrace of their families, and also one of the few recent mornings with clear skies over Gaza. And it took